So how much of your work do you show and what do you show? We're going to be talking about that and more on Art BS, Business Solutions for Artists and Creatives. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Stephanie Weaver.
And Jules McCullough.
So how much of the work do you guys show and how do you figure out what to show when you're posting or putting things on social media or on your website?
I honestly think Julie's like way better at this than I am because like she'll actually show a little bit of the drawing and then you do.
Okay, I'm like, I didn't think I was very good at it.
Well, we try and include some work.
Yeah, I mean, I try to include like sketches and stuff. I guess I don't think I'm very good at showing behind the scenes just because.
You'll actually show also like your computer with your cat on in the computer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do that. So I don't think about that stuff. You're really good.
Well,
she's not accepting. She accepted the compliment.
No, I did. Thank you. I'm just trying to think. Like, I guess I do. I just don't feel like I do because I do so much digital work. Mm-hmm. But I also make lots of mistakes in the digital. So I don't record my screen while I'm doing it because, you know, some of my files get really big and then I'm bogging down my computer. And I always say, I just need to set up the camera behind me, but I have these party lights over my ceiling and they reflect in my computer. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, there's just so much to do on my end if I really, truly want to show behind the scenes. But maybe I am showing enough.
When you do something different. So like when you use the ink.
And the resin. That was neat.
Yeah, that stuff I do. Yeah. I do try to record that. I'm not really good at remembering all the time, but I do record anything that's not my typical medium. And I think that's more for me. Hmm. Because I like, especially with the resin pours, because I still haven't perfected my waves. And so if I record it, I can go back and see what did I do wrong? What did I do right? And kind of overanalyze it.
Because
that's a good idea.
My husband's rubbed off on me after 24 years of knowing each other. So, but yeah, I think I love, that is my favorite thing to do is watch artists behind the scenes. And I'll tell you, it's really hard to find authentic behind the scenes of artists.
What do you think about authentic?
Yeah, I was going to say, what would, even if someone edits the video or whatever to put up, it still could be authentic, even though it's a little bit productive.
Or are you talking about like the girls that are like scantily clad and pretending to paint?
Right. And their studios are, you know, perfectly clean. And, you know, I just want to see the real side of how you're creating that art. Or they're kind of staged, like they've practiced it and they're redoing it. Mm. Like people don't show their mistakes.
Yeah.
And we're all human. And, you know, so then I get built into this expectation of my head when I'm watching these. Oh, well, it didn't turn out right. I'm not good at that.
Mm.
You know, especially when you're trying something new.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I was trying to draw a horned animal the other day.
And like a rhinoceros?
It was a...
Or a unicorn.
I told you about it.
Oh, the goat was it the goat with the horns?
The Highland cow.
Highland cow.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I drew a Highland cow and he looked really cute in sketch form. Then I put him in Illustrator and he's supposed to just be this cute little animal and he looks like dog shit. literally because he's brown. So he looks like dog shit with horns.
With horns.
A horny.
A horny dog shit.
Oh my gosh.
So anyways, but you know, if I was recording what I was doing, if I would have been thinking about it and being behind the scenes and, you know, that would have been a true fail, you know, like not everything you create is going to be perfect. Yeah, it looked really cute in sketch form, but it didn't look good in Illustrator. And I kind of think to myself, then why am I forcing myself for it to be an Illustrator? Mm-hmm. Why do I not stick and do it in Photoshop where I can do what I want to do with it? But again, I didn't record any of it. So now I can't show that side. But that's what I want to see. Like, I want to see true behind the scenes. I don't want to see something that's a production. You've practiced it, perfected it. I mean, I want to see that too, but when I think of behind the scenes, that's what I think of. It's like the big old mess that's going on.
So I wonder, like, can you just go back and even talk about that and say, this is what I did, and talk about it like hindsight and
this is why I'm putting it in Photoshop
And record what I've done in Photoshop. Yeah. I mean, that's a good idea, actually. But, that's what I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but that's what I want to see when I think of behind the scenes. Everything, that's going back to our social media. I mean, I think that's a bad part about social media is everybody thinks it's got to be so perfect.
Pinterest perfect.
Yeah. And it's right. Oh my God, my daughter, my 13-year-old is like constantly about, I've got the Pinteresty vibe. Oh, this is so Pinteresty. And I'm like,
oh no,
honey, the world is not perfect like that. And maybe that's why I crave wanting to see, I want to see other failures and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to, and not that they're failures, they're learning moments. That's how we grow as artists. I mean, I'm sure your first oil paintings and heck, our first podcast and your first podcast weren't perfect.
Oh no, they was awful. Don't listen to number one. Don't listen to the first one.
It takes, 10 plus tries to get to where you're going, and why not show that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find that it would be beneficial to see more behind the scenes?
Yes.
I think it also helps the other artists, like what you were talking about, what worked, what didn't work. It helps them see it helps them learn so they don't fall into those same mistakes. And I reached out, so I wanted to create like a 3D artwork thing. And artists, this really, really frustrated me because some of the artists are so, trade secret of what they do. I'm sorry. None of this is really rocket science. Okay. Mm-mm. Well, you can see we have creative minds. If we really want to do something, we can figure it out. So anyway, I wanted to create like a 3D method of portraying movement, but use oil paint and multiple canvases. So one of her friends, Jennifer Redstreet, she said, hey, you ought to check out this other artist. She's doing what I think you want to do. And I looked at it and sure enough, and I can't remember the other artist's name now, but basically she was taking acrylic panels and painting on them with oil. And so I reached out to her. And this lady is older than I am. And I kind of relayed my idea of what I wanted to do. And I just really felt this calling to do it. And her response was basically, good luck with that. I'm not telling anybody how I'm doing these things. And I was just like, fine. I can freaking figure it out myself. Thank you very much. And I did. But had I know. Yeah, the middle finger. Yeah. Middle finger painting. But I figured it out, and it took me like 3 trials to figure it out. And each one was a success, but in terms of learning. And all 3 of them turned out great, but I figured out which method I like the best. The dove, and the lion. Mm-hmm. But it was just, that was really frustrating because if she could have saved me so much time,
money.
She was just being a bitch, in my opinion.
Yeah. Right.
I was going to ask you guys, being the real behind the scenes, like when 1 out of 5 paintings don't turn out the way you want. Like, are you really going to show your crap art though? Like,
I've torn one up before online.
Yeah.
And people just went, oh, I can't believe you did that. And I was just like, well, it was that dry brush oil. And I told you guys about this dry brush oil. When you screw up, you have to start all over. There's like no forgiveness in that medium. And a dog's eye was slightly off and I just ripped it up right there. And it was ripping up those things and explaining what you're doing is not only therapeutic for me, but it also shows my patrons that there's a lot of skill that goes into this.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of love that goes into this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, do you think all artists see that way though? Because I can see if I'm an upcoming artist, I'm like, I don't want to show my stuff that's not good or like where I made a mistake. Cause I would like for them to go, okay, her work is awesome. yeah, look at this. And it's like beautiful. And it's, you know, I've done a little production behind the scenes, put a little music to it.
Yeah.
Make sure I look good. Got some lashes on or something. You know what I mean? Like,
it's why
do we want to do that, though? Like,
it's exhausting being perfect.
It's very exhausting being perfect. But if you think about it as an artist, the first work you show, even if it's 10 years after you started doing that medium, it's still not that good compared to what you're showing today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I go back and I look at some of that old stuff that I posted and did stuff on Society 6 with 5-8 years ago, I'm like, what on earth was I thinking? This stuff should have never been put out in the general public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to answer your question, yeah, I've shown really bad resin pours before. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't have the process perfected. I can do that. Let me just look up some directions. Okay, here, boom, bang. Oh,
I found a YouTube video. I can do this.
Exactly. But you know, there were things that weren't shown in that YouTube video that I found in future YouTube videos. Yeah. And you know, artistry is all about doing.
Yeah.
And creating and not worrying about what the end result is, but starting over and doing it again. That's why when you're in your sketchbook, you're supposed to draw, you know, 20 different cats and, you know, till you find the right cat that you want to use or, you know, however many it is. But just use that as an example. You don't draw just one. And I find myself drawing just one because I've gotten this, I should be able to do this. It should be perfect out of the boat because everything we're seeing around is perfect, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying out like a new, well, it's not really a new medium for me, but it's one that I like know, but not very good at. So like oils, I've got like 10,000 plus hours doing that stuff. So I'm playing in porcelain clay and porcelain slip. And like the thing that I did this morning, it was an idea that I had because I kind of got in a little bit of a oil painting slump. I can't figure out what I want to paint. And so I've been unmotivated with that.
So you're trying something new.
So yeah, so I'm playing is what I'm doing. And so I'm getting in there and like, I can tell you this one is just going to be like, okay, I'm probably never going to show this to anyone, but it's a learning experience because you know, I don't know what I'm doing and you don't know until you actually try. Mm-hmm. And then you find the questions that you have to ask yourself.
I was going
to
say, you don't know what you don't know.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Until you try it.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to show some of these behind the scenes?
I have pictures. So, yeah, I'll probably show some behind the scenes. Maybe at some point I'll actually do, because I want to do it again. This first one is, I would say a fail because it's too thick. I tried some things that I know aren't going to work, but it's a fail, but I'm still going to continue to go with it because I want to see what else is that I'm going to need to modify to get mm-hmm. maybe the next one right. And I don't know. I like it. It's something different.
Well, and in your paint class last night, we were talking about like redoing, like doing multiple pictures and everything. And your mom, Dolly Tabb, she had a study, an old apple study where she painted a bunch of
1979. Yeah.
And she did all these studies and she like painted all these apples, different kinds, different ways.
Yeah. It was like five or six different apples, all like one with like perfect, another one with a bite out of it, another one, a couple bites out of it, another one just down to the core and just painting it multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's what, you know, at least when I see behind the scenes, maybe that's where I'm saying about being authentic, you know, like show where you started at. Like, mm-hmm. how did you get to this point to be drawing what you're drawing?
Mm-hmm.
Did you draw 10 different cats or 20 different cats? Or did you draw one cat and you got it perfect the first time? But we, you know, when you take classes, they tell you to draw it multiple times in different ways and find out what feels and looks right, especially when you're trying to find your style. But then if you go down that, you know, reels, Instagram reels rabbit hole or YouTube mm-hmm. rabbit hole, you don't see that occurring. So it like leaves your brain. And I think that's what I meant earlier about being authentic about what you're showing.
Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of times I show more behind the scenes in photographs than I do in video because
it's easier with photographs.
Yeah. I don't sit down at one setting and do everything at once.
Yeah.
The way my inspiration, and so I may draw those 10 cats And then I may look around for inspiration. Okay, now what do I want these cats to be doing? What do I want them to look like? Do I want them to be spotted? Do I want to draw, you know, Zentangles on them? What exactly is I want to do? And then I come back and I do the next step. So I seem to work in batches. So for me to video, it's a little bit harder. It's more production time for me on the back end. But photos, I take photos all the time.
There's another lady in our paint class. I am so proud of her. In my paintings, in the courses, I have the tagline, learn, paint, repeat. So you do the same thing multiple times because each time you're going to learn something. And she has painted the same flower 4 times.
Oh, wow. And
yeah, the 4th time is so much better than the first one. Because right. She started really understanding, you know, the anatomy of the flower.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. And then where the light is coming from. So, and she learned the paint colors to mix. She even mm-hmm. painted the little girl with the umbrella, which was a color theory type of study. Mm-hmm. She painted that one twice. And each time is different. And she's even able to say, I like this about this one. And so, and here's what I didn't like about this one. And here's what I learned from this one that I'm going to do. She's just like really mm-hmm. getting it. And I love that she's kept them all.
Yeah.
Because she can see the progress.
Yeah. And that's the beauty really of keeping a sketchbook too. And I'm trying to get back in that habit because I've been pulling out my old sketchbooks. I used to religiously sketch every morning. I do a journal page, an art journal page. And I don't know why I've just gotten out of the habit. Three kids.
That'll do it.
Taking care of my mom and everything else. I mean, that just kind of did it for me, but getting back in that habit is a little bit difficult, but that's the beauty of keeping the sketchbook is seeing that progress, even if you're not doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But constantly drawing and sketching and creating and repeating. I mean, that's what I love about your community and your classes is you're constantly saying, learn, paint, repeat, learn, paint, repeat.
But you know, one of the things I have a really hard time with, so like oil painting, and well, even what you were just talking about, the production time could be so long if you wanted to actually show all the pieces. So I have actually set the camera up to do the time lapse of painting like the unicorn series. Mm-hmm. Nobody has seen that. And I was even like super organized with it. I put it, created an own file folder in my iCloud and put everything in there, labeled Alicorn. And I still haven't done anything.
See, and that's perfect social media post, a little 15 second reel, 30 second reel. And you've got a video done.
Darn it.
It doesn't have to be
your unicorn heavily series produced. Would be great.
Yeah, I've got multiple of those and I still haven't shown anybody.
Yeah, you need to show those. And those are great behind the scenes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
That was my perfectly lead in to how often do you show behind the scenes? Like, what do you feel?
You assume I'm that organized. No, just kidding.
Well, I mean, like for new artists coming up, I mean, you know, they may be like, well, I really want to concentrate on, you know, my finished pieces. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. Or so is it like 4 to 1, like once a month, show your stuff once a week, every other month? I mean, like, or is it just like what you, I don't know.
Well,
do you go into it thinking this will be a good behind the scenes from here, from begin start to finish?
Mine is going to end up being, if I calculate right, about every 10 to 15 posts. I'll show a little something of behind the scenes.
I honestly haven't thought that far. So Julie and I, if you listen to the previous episode, we're doing like the social media thing where
you have a template.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're following this template. So,
and I built behind the scenes into mine to repeat every 10, the column. I think it's every 10.
I think that's about where mine is too.
Every 10
every other statements. Week.
So yeah,
I guess so every other week.
About twice a month, share a little something. Okay. And sometimes I may just pop it into my story. I used to be really good about that. Just pop in a little 15 second little blurb in my stories, but I haven't done that recently.
Now, does it necessarily have to be a video?
No. And see, that's a great question. I don't think so, because I do take more pictures of behind the scenes. I'm not good at remembering to set up the video camera. And like I said, you know, being a digital artist, I work on a Surface studio. So it's a big piece of paper basically in a computer that lays on my desk. And so when it's down, my party lights that are up above are all in there. And of course, I could just take the party lights off and then they are down and then they wouldn't be reflected, but then my studio wouldn't be fun. So, I like my party light. They give a great atmosphere in there. Yeah. But so I don't do a lot of videos. I do a lot more pictures because I can turn those lights off, take a decent picture of the screen. And because I do more digital. And then, you know, I guess I could just record my screen, but that does take a lot of computer power.
Mm. Well, what about someone who has something like on an easel or something, or they're doing sculpting, just a video or a picture? I mean, I think either one would be fine.
Yeah, either one would be fine to me.
I don't think it necessarily has to be a video. Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't want it to be.
And a lot of times I'll take multiple pictures throughout my process and then I just put them into a short little video in Adobe Rush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Adobe Rush is good. You can also create a video in Canva.
Yeah, Canva. Yeah. I've used that before too to create a video.
Camtasia. That's another one that I use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just, you know, a short little 15, 30 second video with pictures and some music works really good for behind the scenes too. Like I said, it's easier to take a picture.
It's copyright free though, that music. Don't just grab music and put it out there.
Don't do that.
You can make a video in YouTube too.
Yeah,
that's true.
Pull the pictures in, and then you can get copyright free music from them.
Which Adobe Rush has copyright free music, royalty free music right in there.
So. And you don't have to do music. I mean, you can talk your way through it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
but I like to.
Or just a caption if it's a picture. Like, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Well, I think too, if you're on the easel, you know, take a picture of your palette, take a picture of your brushes, take a picture of the different stages of your painting. Especially if you're oil painting, you work in stages. So pictures are better than video in that sense. I guess the point is just make it easy on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of like the time lapse idea.
I do love the time lapse idea.
There's an app that I use called Hyperlapse. Hyperlapse. I'm sure if I paid for it or if it's free or what, but Hyperlapse.
Now, why did you choose that over just using the iPhone time lapse?
This was before the iPhone had time lapse.
Oh, okay.
I got it way back when, and I just like it.
Because my daughter will time lapse the entire sleep at night.
No.
She is a time lapse expert. She time lapses everything.
That's so funny. See, I love that though. I would sit and watch.
It is so much fun to watch. It is actually really cute.
Flipping all around and everything.
Yes.
I want to see your unicorn series.
I know. I do too. You definitely need to put those up.
I think. And put the whole thing up with all four of them and then put all four pictures up, you know. Or, was it four or six?
I did 10.
Never mind. 10. Awesome.
Yeah. I love those little guys.
Are they on your Etsy shop?
They are. Mm-hmm. And I did a time lapse of the girl in the field too. But nobody's seen that one.
Yeah, see, you need to be posting all those. Those are all videos you already have done and are ready to post.
We're gonna put your link to your Etsy account and to your Facebook account so we can see your time lapse. So hopefully by the time this is released, we'll have all of that out.
I'll actually put that. So way to pressure.
Accountability. Do you have an accountability partner? Yes, you do.
I have a lot of accountability partners. But that's another good thing though that I think we need to talk about is the accountability partners and how they work with each other. And you can't do this alone. And I'm so grateful for you girls. You have no idea.
Well, that's going to be a whole nother subject. It's very important to have somebody.
I'll write it down.
On your.
Yes.
We have it in our Google Docs. So let us know what you guys do for behind the scenes. Do you like to have it professionally done and kind of nice? Or do you just throw it out there, be authentic? What do you think? What do you like about it?
Yeah, what do you like about it? What do you want to see? Behind the scenes from other artists, that's another good one.
And stay tuned next time for accountability. That's gonna be out there. So.